This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project, with you for another majlis of ilm, another majlis going through the understanding of the Arabic language. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, the source books of our religion are in the Arabic language. And for you to access them properly, you would need to understand the Arabic language. MashaAllah, the brother's name is Muhammad, but subhanAllah, the language of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, where is he with regards to that language? The language that Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, our mother, she spoke, where are you with regards to that language? The language of Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah, where are you with regards to that language? The language of Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, etc., where are you with regards to that language? And so, brothers and sisters, our current series, we are going through Durusul Lughatil Arabiyyati Lighayri Natiqina Biha, the Arabic language for non-Arabic speaking students. Walhamdulillah, we are in volume 1. And last majlis, we completed lesson number 12. What did we learn in lesson number 12? We learned that when we are addressing a female, we do not say anta, you, rather we say anti, which also means you. When we are addressing the female, we do not address her with a ka, rather with a ki. Example, baytuka ya Muhammadu, your house, O Muhammad. But to Sumayya, we would say baytuki ya Sumayya, baytuki ya Sumayya. Excellent. We say Muhammad dhahaba ila al-masjidi, Muhammad went to the masjid. As for Fatima, she dhahabat ila al-masjidi, dhahabat, she went. She jalasat, she sat. She katabat, katabat, she wrote. Whereas Ahmed, he kataba, or he jalasa, etc. MashaAllah, tabarakallah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatallah, biiznillahi ta'ala, in this majlis, we move on to lesson number 13. Lesson number 13, subhanAllah, very, very important lesson. Very important in that we are now being introduced to a new concept. Now, what is this new concept? The new concept of plural. Plural, mashallah. So just like in English, you have book and you have books. You have chair and chairs. While in the Arabic language, you also have this concept of plural, subhanallah. So for example, we call plural in Arabic, jam'a, jam'a. We are praying salatul jama'a. Jama'a, you're not by your own. Rather, you are in a congregation. We go for salatul jumu'a. Many people come together, many matters come together on that day. Excellent. So jam'a means plural. Now in Arabic, within this category of plurals, we have two types of plurals. We have what we call the sound plural, and we have what we call the broken plural. Jam' salim, salim means sound, and jam' taksir, broken. As for jam' taksir, the broken one, there are many, many different patterns. There's over 20 different patterns of broken plurals. In fact, one might say majority of the words out there, their plural is what we will classify as broken plurals. As for sound plurals, then they are very easy, mashallah. Example, Muslimun. We want to make the plural of this. We add a waw and a noon. Muslimun becomes Muslimuna. Muslimun, the masculine Muslimun, becomes Muslimuna. That's why it's called a sound plural. Because we kept the original word, we only added a waw and a noon. Walhamdulillah. The original word was preserved. Muslimun, Muslimuna. Excellent. We call this here jam' mudhakkar salim. This is masculine plural, which is sound. Then let's say the feminine version of that, muslimatun. Muslimatun. Muslimatun's plural would be muslimatun. Muslimat. We kept the original, we preserved the Muslim, and then we added an alif and ta. Muslimat. This we call jam mu'annath salim. This is a feminine sound plural. Excellent. So again, brothers and sisters, plurals in the Arabic language can be divided into two categories, sound plurals and broken plurals. Within sound plurals, we have the masculine sound plural, jam' mudhakkar salim, and then we have the sound feminine plural, jam' mu'annath salim. A simple example of each of them, muslimun masculine, muslimuna is the plural. Muslimatun is the feminine, muslimatun is the plural of that feminine. Walhamdulillah. We have that famous verse in the noble Quran, innal muslimina wal muslimati wal mu'minina wal mu'minati wal qanitina wal qanitati was sadiqina was sadiqati was sabirina was sabirati wal khashi'ina wal khashi'ati. Excellent. Every one of them, we are mentioning the masculine sound plural and then the feminine sound plural, walhamdulillah. And as for the other category, the broken plurals, then they don't really have any set pattern. Example, qalbun. Qalbun is a heart. Qalbun. What's the plural of this? Qulubun. Qulubun. Another one would be kalbun. Kalbun is a dog. Plural of this would not be kulubun, no, but rather it would be kilabun. Kilabun. The word kitabun. Kitabun, book. Plural, kutubun. Can you notice that the plurals vary? The patterns of the plurals, they vary. Each one's different. Kulubun, kilabun, kutubun. There's not one scale for them. They are not on the same pattern. So that's the jam, taksir, the broken plurals, and there's many, many of them. Allah mentions in the noble Quran, lahum qulubun la yafqahuna biha. They have hearts, but unfortunately, they do not understand. Their hearts lack understanding. Lahum qulub la yafqahuna biha. They do not understand with those hearts. Allah mentions, inna min azwajikum, verily your azwaj. Azwaj meaning your spouses, zawj and azwaj. Wa awladikum, your walad, and then the plural, the awlad, and your children. Inna min azwajikum wa awladikum aduwwan lakum, that from amongst your spouses and your children, some of them are enemies towards you, subhanallah. Some of them, either they are literally your enemies, or for example, that they take you towards that which is evil for you. Allahu musta'an. So brothers and sisters, that's a small introduction with regards to lesson number 13. Let us read the passage and then we go through the exercises one by one, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Exercise ad-darsu thalitha ashar, ad-darsu thalitha ashar, exercise number 13. Man ha'ula'i al-fityatu, man means who, ha'ula, this is something new. Ha'ula means those. In the singular form we learnt, hadha kitabun, hadha qalamun, hadha rajulun, hadha muhandisun, this is an engineer, this is a muhasib, an accountant, hadha imamun, this is an imam. But if we have many imams there, we have not one imam, 20 imams standing there, we would not say hadha imamun. Hadha imamun means this is an imam, singular. But we want to say these are imams. So how do we say these? Hadha means this, plural. These, ha'ula. Excellent. So ha'ula means these. Ha'ula a'immatun. So no longer we're saying imamun, but we're saying a'immatun. Ha'ula'i a'immatun. These are imams. So the questioner asks here, man ha'ula, who are these? Who are these? Ha'ula, these. Man ha'ula, who are these? Al-fityatu. Al-fityatu, these young lads. Who are these young boys? Man ha'ula'il fityatu? Who are these young boys? What type of boys? Describe these boys. They give us a na'at, a describing word. At-tiwalu, tall. Who are these tall youngsters? Who are these tall boys? Ya Aliyu, O Ali. Again, brothers and sisters. Man ha'ula'il fityatu at-tiwalu? Ya Aliyu. Who are these fityatu, youngsters, lads? At-tiwalu, tall. The original, the singular is tawil, and the plural is tiwal. Ya Aliyu, O Ali. Who are these tall youngsters? Who are these tall youngsters, O Ali? Ali says, Hum tulabun jududun. Hum tulabun jududun. They are new students. Hum tulabun jududun. Tulab means students. Hum means they. Tulabun jududun. They are new students. We learned previously the word huwa. Huwa is he. Here we are talking about plural. We're talking about many. So we're not saying he. We are saying they. So hum. Hum means they. Hum tulabun jududun. They are tulab, not talib, but tulab, students. They are students. What type of students? Jududun. Jadid is for one person. He is new. But here we're talking about plural. We're describing plural. So we say jududun. Jududun. New. Again. Hum tulabun jududun. They are new students. Min ayna hum? Min ayna hum, from where are they? Min ayna hum, min ayna, min, from ayna, where? Min ayna hum, from where are they? From where are they? The answer, hum min America. Hum min America. They are from America. Hum min America. They are from America. Ahum zumala'uka? Ah. Ahum zumala'uka, are they? Ahum zumala'uka, are they your friends? Are they your colleagues? Are they your colleagues? Na'am, hum zumala'i. Remember, brothers and sisters, zamil is the singular form. Zamil is a colleague. Zamil is a colleague. So the plural of zamil is zumala'. Zumala'. Zumala'uka, your colleagues. Zumala'i, my colleagues. Na'am, hum zumala'i. Na'am, yes, they are my colleagues. Hum fi fasli. They are in my classroom. Hum fi fasli. They are in my classroom. Hum means they. Excellent. Ahum mujtahidun. Are they hardworking students? Mujtahidun, we learned, hardworking student. Mujtahiduna, are they hardworking students? He says, Na'am hum mujtahiduna. Yes, they are hardworking students. They are mujtahidun. They are hardworking students. Ma asma'uhum. What's their names? If I wanted to ask, what's your name? I would say, Masmuka. I want to ask, what's his name? Masmuhu. What's her name? Masmuha. What's their names? Many people. I want many people's names. Ma asma'uhum. Ma asma'uhum. Ma asma'uhum. What's their names? What's their names? Ma asma'uhum. What's their names? Asma'uhum yasirun. Asma'uhum yasirun. Asma'uhum, their names, yasirun. Wa Zakariya. Wa Musa. Wa Abdullah. Their names are yasir, Zakariya, Musa, and Abdullah, many people we're talking about. وَمَنْ هَؤُلَاءِ الرِّجَالُ الْقِصَارُ وَمَنْ هَؤُلَاءِ And who are those? وَمَنْ هَؤُلَاءِ And who are those? الرِّجَالُ Those men. رَجُلْ is a man. رِجَال men. وَمَنْ هَؤُلَاءِ الرِّجَالُ الْقِصَارُ And who are those short men? وَمَنْ هَؤُلَاءِ الرِّجَالُ الْقِصَارُ And who are those tall men? وَمَنْ هَؤُلَاءِ الرِّجَالُ الْقِصَارُ And who are those tall men? And who are those tall men? هُمْ حُجَّاجٌ They are حُجَّاج وَمَنْ هَؤُلَاءِ الرِّجَالُ الْقِصَارُ And who are those short men rather? قِصَار The plural of قَصِير قَصِير means short هُمْ حُجَّاجٌ They are حُجَّاج Who are they? They are حُجَّاج They are going for Hajj The fifth pillar of Al-Islam ما شاء الله وَمِنْ أَيْنَ هُمْ مِنْ أَيْنَ From where? هُمْ From where they? From where are they? بَعْضُهُمْ مِنَ الصِّينِ بَعْضُهُمْ مِنَ الصِّينِ Some of them are from China. بَعْضُهُمْ مِنَ الصِّينِ وَبَعْضُهُمْ مِنَ الْيَابَانِ بَعْضُهُمْ مِنَ الصِّينِ وَبَعْضُهُمْ مِنَ الْيَابَانِ Some of them are from China. وَبَعْضُهُمْ مِنَ الْيَابَانِ And some of them are from Japan. So, mashallah, the word بَعْض بَعْض means some. Some of them from China and some of them from Japan. Seen is China and Yaban is Japan, mashallah. Min aina Musa wa asdiqa'uhu? Min aina, or rather, aina Musa wa asdiqa'uhu? Where is Musa and his friends? Aina Musa wa asdiqa'uhu? And his friends, the answer, ذهبوا إلى المطعم. ذهبوا إلى المطعم. They have gone to where? They have gone to the restaurant, mashallah. ذهبوا إلى المطعم. ذهبوا إلى المطعم. MashaAllah. Excellent. Walhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, let's read this one more time, inshallah. Very important matters being learnt in this lesson. As we said, the plural. So we have طالبٌ, plural طلابٌ. We have طالبٌ, plural is طلابٌ. We have, for example, قصيرٌ, short, plural is قصارٌ. We have طويلٌ, tall. We have the plural طوالٌ. We have one student, he is a مجتهدٌ. He is hardworking. Many students are hardworking. We say مجتهدون. One person, his name, his ism. Ism is name. Many people, their names, اسماء. Excellent. One more time. من هؤلاء الفتية الطوال يا علي? Who are these youngsters, these tall lads, oh Ali? هم طلاب جدد. They are new students. طلاب جدد. جدد is the plural of جديد. من أين هم? From where are they? هم من أمريكا. What does هم mean? هم means they. They are from America. Excellent. أهم زملاؤك? Are they your colleagues? نعم هم زملائي هم في فصلي They are in my classroom أهم مجتهدون Are they hardworking? نعم هم مجتهدون ما أسماؤهم What's their names? أسماؤهم ياسر وزكريا وموسى وعبد الله Excellent ومن هؤلاء الرجال And who are these men? هؤلاء means these Important Singular is هذا, plural is هؤلاء. هذا طالب, هؤلاء طلاب, هذا كتاب. We'll discuss later, inshallah. هم حجاج, they are حجاج. من أين هم? From where are they? بعضهم, the word بعض, بعض means some, بعض. بعضهم من الصين وبعضهم من اليابان. Some of them mean from China and some of them from Japan. من أين موسى, or rather, أين موسى وأصدقاؤه? Where's موسى and his friends? ذهبوا إلى المطعم. ذهب, one person went. ذهبت, سمية went. سمية ذهبت. As for Ahmed, Ilyas, Fatima, Sadiq, Zakaria, Ahmed, all of these people, many, many people, they what? They ذهبوا. That's the plural. ذهبوا, ذهبوا إلى المطعم. Excellent. They have gone to the restaurant. والحمد لله. تمارين. Exercise number one. إن شاء الله. حول المبتدا في كل من الجمل الآتية إلى جمع. Change the subject in the following sentences to the plural. ما شاء الله تبارك الله. They give us an example. هذا طالب. هذا طالب. This is a student. Repeat everyone. هذا طالب. هذا طالب. هذا طالب. Plural. هؤلاء طلاب. These are students. هؤلاء طلاب. هؤلاء طلاب. جميل. Number one. هذا تاجر. This is a businessman. هذا تاجر. هذا تاجر. جمع. Plural. هؤلاء تجار. هؤلاء تجار. هؤلاء تجار. جميل. Number two. هذا حاج. This is a حاجي. هذا حاج. Singular. Then plural would be هؤلاء حجاج. هؤلاء حجاج. هؤلاء حجاج. جميل. And take note. طلاب, تجار, حجاج. These three, they are on one pattern. The plurals are on a similar pattern. What pattern is that? The pattern of فعالٌ. 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 جميل. So again, هذا طالب, هؤلاء طلاب, هذا تاجر, هؤلاء تجار, هذا حاج, هؤلاء حجاج. Number three. هذا رجل, هؤلاء رجال, هؤلاء رجال. Men. هذا كبير, this is big. هؤلاء, these are كبار. هذا صغير, this is small. هؤلاء صغار, these many are small. هذا قصير, this is short. هؤلاء قصار, these are short. هذا طويل, this is tall. هؤلاء طوال, these are tall. ما شاء الله. Take note. رجال, كبار, صغار, قصار, طوال. All of them are on the scale of فعال. 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 Brothers and sisters. And these are all examples of broken plurals. These are examples of broken plurals. والحمد لله. Number eight. هذا ولد. هذا ولد. This is a boy. This is a kid. هؤلاء أولاد. هؤلاء أولاد. These are أولاد. What's أولاد? أولاد. These are children. هذا ابن. This is a son. هؤلاء أبناء. These are sons. هؤلاء أبناء. Excellent. هذا عم. This is an uncle. هذا عم. This is an uncle. هؤلاء أعمام. هؤلاء أعمام. These are uncles. ما شاء الله. حياكم الله يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. So this is the plurals that we are studying. والحمد لله. يا عفوا. جميل. Number 11. هذا شيخ. هؤلاء شيوخ. Number 12. هذا ضيف. هؤلاء ضيوف. Number 13. هذا زميل. This is a colleague. هؤلاء زملاء. هؤلاء زملاء. Number 14. هذا فقير. This is a poor one. هؤلاء فقراء. هؤلاء فقراء. Plurals. ما شاء الله. Number 15. هذا غني. This is rich. هؤلاء أغنياء. These are rich. هؤلاء أغنياء. Number 16. هذا صديق. هذا صديق. هؤلاء أصدقاء. هؤلاء أصدقاء. هذا صديق هؤلاء أصدقاء هذا طبيب this is a doctor هؤلاء أطباء هؤلاء أطباء doctors هذا فتى هذا فتى this is a young lad هؤلاء فتية هؤلاء فتية that's the plural هذا أخ This is a brother. هؤلاء إخوة. هؤلاء إخوة. Take note that فتية means boys and إخوة means brothers. That's masculine. Those words technically that's masculine meaning brothers and meaning boys. هذا جديد. هؤلاء جدد. هذا مدرس. This is a teacher. هؤلاء مدرسون. هؤلاء مدرسون. These are teachers. هذا مهندس. This is an engineer. هؤلاء مهندسون. These are engineers. Number 23. هذا فلاح. This is a farmer. Plural. هؤلاء فلاحون. What's فلاحون? Farmers. هذا مجتهد number 24 هؤلاء مجتهدون these are hard working هذا مسلم number 25 هؤلاء مسلمون these are Muslims والحمد لله brothers and sisters you need to repeat these words you need to repeat them to yourselves thus you will understand them and thus they would be easy upon your lips inshallah I'm going to read through all the plurals one by one quickly طلاب تجار حجاج رجال كبار صغار قصار طوال أولاد أبناء أعمام شيوخ ضيوف What's ضيوف? ضيوف guests زملاء فقراء أغنياء أصدقاء أطباء فتية إخوة جدد مدرسون مهندسون فلاحون مجتهدون and مسلمون ما شاء الله تبارك الله يا عبد الله يا أمة الله ركز معي you must concentrate you must concentrate you must you need to give a bit of effort brothers and sisters nothing comes easy subhanallah nothing comes easy for those who have been with us now for the past 13 lessons subhanallah wallahi thumma wallahi thumma wallahi you've picked up a lot with regards to the Arabic language there are some who might be listening hadha kitabun hadha qalamun and they don't even understand that Allahu musta'an حول المفردات التي تحتها خط إلى جموع كما هو موضح في المثال Change the following as is shown in the example that which is underlined needs to be changed من هذا الرجل؟ من هذا الرجل؟ هو حد هو حاج من هذا الرجل؟ هو حاج Who is this man? He is a حاجي من هذا الرجل؟ Who is this man? هو حاج He is a حاجي Then the plural would be من هؤلاء الرجال من هؤلاء الرجال Who are these men من هؤلاء الرجال Who are these men هم حجاج They are حجاج They are حجاج So they underline رجل and they want us then to make the sentence with the plural of that which would be رجال. Let's look. Number one. من أين هذا الطالب؟ من أين هذا الطالب؟ From where is the student? من أين هذا الطالب؟ من أين هذا الطالب؟ From where is the student? هو من الهند. The answer, he is from India. من أين هؤلاء الطلاب؟ Pluralizing it, ما شاء الله. من أين هؤلاء الطلاب؟ من أين هؤلاء الطلاب؟ Then the answer would be هو من الهند؟ No, هم من الهند. هم من الهند. Again, من أين هذا الطالب؟ هو من الهند. Plural the whole sentence. من أين هؤلاء الطلاب هم من الهندي. They are from India. Number two. أين التاجر الكبير؟ Where's the big businessman? أين التاجر الكبير؟ هو في السوق. He is in the marketplace. Change that now. Pluralize, if that's a word, pluralize تاجر becomes تجار. So أين التجار الكبار؟ أين التجار الكبار؟ Where are the big businessmen? Where are the big businessmen? هو في السوق؟ No. هم في السوق. هم في السوق. They are in the marketplace. Again. أين التجار الكبار؟ هم في السوق. جميل. Number three. أين المدرس الجديد؟ Where's the new teacher? أين المدرس الجديد؟ Where is the new teacher? هو عند المدير. He is with the principal. هو عند المدير. He is with the principal. Plural that. أين المدرسون الجدد؟ أين المدرسون الجدد؟ أين المدرسون الجدد؟ Where are the new teachers? هم عند المدير. هم عند المدير. They are with the principal. Number four. أين الطالب الجديد؟ Where's the new student? أين الطالب الجديد؟ Plural that. أين الطلاب الجدد؟ أين الطلاب الجدد؟ They said about the one student. أهو في الفصل؟ Is he in the classroom? أهو في الفصل؟ Is he in the classroom? Plural that. أهم في الفصل؟ Are they in the classroom? أهم في الفصل؟ Are they in the classroom? Again. أين الطلاب الجدد؟ أهم في الفصل؟ أهم في الفصل؟ Number five. أهذا الطالب غني؟ أهذا الطالب غني؟ Is this student new? أهذا الطالب غني؟ لا هو فقير. لا هو فقير. No, he is poor. Plural that. أهؤلاء الطلاب أغنياء. Are these students rich? أهؤلاء الطلاب أغنياء. أهؤلاء الطلاب أغنياء. أهؤلاء الطلاب أغنياء. لا هم فقراء. لا هم فقراء. No, they are poor. لا, no. هم فقراء. They are poor. Number six. من هذا الرجل؟ Who is this man? هو ضيف. He is a guest. Plural. من هؤلاء الرجال؟ من هؤلاء الرجال؟ هم ضيوف. من هؤلاء الرجال؟ هم ضيوف. من هؤلاء الرجال؟ هم ضيوف. ما شاء الله. Number seven. لي أخ كبير. I have a big brother. لي أخ كبير. Plural. لي إخوة كبار. I have big brothers. لي إخوة كبار. لي إخوة كبار. لي إخوة كبار. I have big brothers. لي إخوة كبار. I have big brothers. جميل. هو طالب بالجامعة. He is a student at the university. هو طالب بالجامعة. No. They are students at the university would be هم طلاب بالجامعة. هم طلاب. They are students بالجامعة. They are students at the university. أين صديقك؟ Where's your friend? أين صديقك؟ ذهب إلى المكتبة. He went to the library. أين صديقك؟ أين أصدقاؤك؟ أين أصدقاؤك؟ Where are your friends? أين أصدقاؤك؟ Then it will not be ذهب. ذهب is for one person going. ذهب, one person went. So then it would be, where are your friends? ذهبوا إلى المكتبة. They have gone to the library. ما شاء الله. ذهبوا. محمد له ابن صغير. Muhammad, he has a small son. Muhammadun lahu ibnun saghirun. Muhammad, he has a small son. Huwa talibun fil madrasati. He is a student at the school. He is a student in the school. Plural that whole sentence. Muhammadun lahu abna'un sigharun. Muhammadun lahu. Muhammad has abna'un sigharun. Small sons. Hum tulabun fil madrasati. They are students in the school. And the last one, azamiluka mujtahidun. Azamiluka mujtahidun. Is your colleague hardworking? Azamiluka. Azamiluka mujtahidun. Is your zamil, is your colleague hardworking? Na'am hum mujtahidun. Na'am, he is hardworking. Plural that, mashallah, you have many friends, many students, many colleagues who are hardworking. So we would ask, Azumala'uka mujtahiduna. Azumala'uka mujtahiduna. Are your colleagues hardworking? Na'am, hum mujtahiduna. Yes, they are. They are hardworking, mashallah. They are hardworking. Walhamdulillah. Jameel, mashallah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah. Let's move on to exercise number 3, bi'iznillahi ta'ala. Maybe that will be the last exercise in this majlis. أضف الأسماء الآتية مرة إلى اسم ظاهر وأخرى إلى الضمير إلى الضمير كما هو موضح في المثال. So here, look at the example. أبناء sons. أبناء sons. أبناء محمد. Sons of Muhammad. What relationship? مضاف مضاف إلي. أبناء محمد. أبناء محمد. أبناؤ محمد. Sons of Muhammad. The last one. أبناؤه. أبناؤه. What's أبناؤه? أبناؤه means his sons. أبناؤه means his sons. So أبناء means sons. أبناء محمد. محمد sons. أبناؤه his sons. أسماء names. Asma'u al-tullabi, names of the students. Asma'u al-tullabi, names of the students. Asma'uhum, their names. Asma'uhum, their names. Zumala'u, colleagues. Zumala'u hamidin. Zumala'u hamidin, hamids, hamids colleagues. Zumala'uka, your colleagues, mashallah. Asdiqa'u, friends. Asdiqa'u al-mudarrisi. Asdiqa'u al-mudarrisi, the teacher's friends. Asdiqa'uhu, his friends. Asdiqa'uhu, his friends. Jameel. Asdiqa'uhu means his friends. Walhamdulillah. Jameel, ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah. That's where we will stop, bi'iznillahi ta'ala. Ya Abdullah, O slaves, male slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Amatullah, O female slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, things might be getting a little bit tricky and complicated in the Arabic. Please, brothers and sisters, raja'an, you need to pay attention, you need to revise, you need to have the book in front of you while we are going through these lessons. Subhanallah, every single week we've been going through these lessons. Every majlis we've been going through them. 13 lessons we are currently almost completed, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, there are many out there who might have just listened and without any book, without concentrating. Allahumma sta'an. The fa'ida, the benefit that they got out of that listening was not great. Was not great. But the one who sat with the book, the one who concentrated, the one who repeated, then that person's fa'ida, fawa'id, benefits were enormous. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, a maxim from the noble Quran, insha'Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, and this is our 16th maxim, insha'Allah. Surah Ma'idah, verse number 100. قُلْ لَا يَسْتَوِي الْخَبِيثُ وَالطَّيِّبُ. That say, La yastawi is not equal. They are not equal. What's not equal? Al-khabithu, that which is filthy, dirty, evil. Wa-tayyibu, that which is pure, pious, righteous, and good. That which is evil is not equal to that which is good. That which is dirty is not equal to that which is clean. That which is pure is not equal to that which is filthy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this in Surah Ma'idah, verse number 100. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this after discussing the matters pertaining to foods which are permissible to eat and foods which are impermissible to eat. But nonetheless, this verse is not only specific to the matter of foods. It includes actions, it includes statements, it includes all of these matters. It includes your kasb, the earning, subhanAllah, that which you earn, how you earn your wealth. Are you earning this wealth via impermissible means, etc.? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Noble Quran that وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَكَ كَثْرَةُ الْخَبِيثِ, that remember, قُلْ لَا يَسْتَوِي الْخَبِيثُ وَالطَّيِّبُ, that the filth does not equate to that which is pure. The evil is not equal to that which is good. وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَكَ كَثْرَةُ الْخَبِيثِ, even though you are amazed by the amount of evil out there. You know, it might be enticing towards you. It might be enticing. It might be tempting you, etc., etc. You know, you are amazed, you are surprised, you are tempted by all of this khabith, all of this filth, this alcohol consumption, this zina, this illicit relationship, this affair, whatever it might be, it's very, very tempting. But in reality, that which is pure is a million times better for you in this dunya and in the hereafter with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah mentions in the Noble Quran that man amila salihan min dhakarin aw untha wa huwa mu'min falanuhyiyannahu hayatan tayyiba, whoever does good deeds from the male, from the female, while they are believers, that we will give this person hayatan tayyiba, haya which is tayyib, a life which is tayyib. Allah mentions that ya ayyuhan nasu kulu mimma fil ardi halalan tayyiba, O mankind, O people, eat from that which is halal and tayyib. Not everything halal is tayyib, brothers and sisters. The food, it might be halal, but it's not good for you. Coca-Cola, it is halal, but it's not tayyib. It's not wholesome. It's not pure. It's not good for you to eat. Food which is drowning in oil, Allahu musta'an. It might be halal. It's not haram, but it's not tayyib. All of these cakes and chocolates and sweets and sugars, etc., they might be halal, but they are not necessarily tayyib. Allah wants us to eat that which is halal and tayyib and wholesome, mashallah. So when it comes to one's income, when it comes to one's filling one's belly, when it comes to that which the body nourishes itself upon, all of this should be halal, and it should also be tayyib. قُلْ لَا يَسْتَوِي الْخَبِيثُ وَالطَّيِّبُ وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَكَ كَثْرَةُ الْخَبِيثِ, say that which is evil is not equal to that which is correct and good, and that which is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that which is halal, that which is tayyib, that which is good, masha'Allah, tabarakallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us increase from that which is halal and tayyib. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make the dua, Allahumma kfini bi halalika an haramik wa aghnini bi fadlika amman siwak. Oh Allah, you suffice me with the halal from the haram, that I don't need to venture into the haram. You suffice me and you make me content with all the matters which are halal. Walhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, a few verses from the Noble Quran. Allah mentions, Inna Allaha ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allah is over all things powerful. Inna Allaha. Inna, verily indeed. Allaha, verily indeed. Allah. Ala, upon. Kulli, upon all matters. Kulli shay, upon all things, all matters. Allah is what? Allah is qadir. Allah is powerful over all matters. MashaAllah. Allah mentions, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ, this book. What book? This book here, this Quran. لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ, there's no rayb. Rayb is doubt. لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ, there's absolutely no doubt in it. Allah mentions with regards to the Noble Quran, La yamassuhu, does not touch it. Does not touch it. Mas means to touch. La yamassuhu, does not touch it. Illa, except. Al-Mutahharun, except the purified ones. La yamassuhu illa al-Mutahharun. No one touches does not touch it except the pure ones. Wallahu al-Ghaniyyu, Allah is all rich. Wallahu al-Ghaniyyu, Allah is all rich. Wa antumul fuqara'u, and you people are the poor ones. Wallahu al-ghaniyyu wa antumul fuqara'u, Allah is rich and you are the poor ones. Inna Allaha ma'as sabirin, inna Allaha, verily Allah, ma'as sabirin, is with those who have sabr. Inna Allaha ma'as sabirin, verily Allah is with those who have sabr. Inna Allaha ma'as sabirin, Allah is with those who have sabr. MashaAllah. Wama arsalnaka, and we have arsalnaka, wama arsalnaka, and we have not sent you. Wama arsala, arsala means to send. Rasul is the one who was sent. Wama arsalnaka, and we have not sent you. Illa, except. Rahmatan, except as a mercy. Lil alameen, to the worlds. Subhanallah. And we have not sent the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam except as a mercy to the universe. And lastly, may yuti'i rasula, whoever obeys the Rasul, may yuti'i rasula, faqad ata'a Allah, then he has obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May yuti'i rasula, whoever obeys the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, faqad ata'a Allah, then he has obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hayyakum Allah, brothers and sisters, until we meet again, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us khair and barakah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ikhlas. May Allah grant us knowledge which is beneficial and not knowledge which is not beneficial. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the best in this world and in the hereafter. Jazakum Allah khairan. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.